This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. High-level delegation talks will be held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Romel Duez Marcos Jr. in New Delhi today. Mr. Marcos is on a 5-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar expressed confidence that talks between the two leaders will significantly deepen bilateral partnership. More from our correspondent.
During the bilateral talks, India and Philippines will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations by focusing on trade and investment, defense and security, maritime cooperation, agriculture, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and digital technologies. Several MOUs in different sectors are also expected to be signed in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Marcos. Economic engagement is an important aspect of India-Philippines bilateral relationship. Bilateral trade between the two countries reached $3.5 billion in 2023-2024. In recent times, defense, security, and maritime cooperation between the two countries have expanded. Presence of Indian companies in the Philippines operating in various sectors like IT, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, textiles, infrastructure, chemicals, automobiles, and agriculture have increased multifold. With Bhupendra Singh, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. was accorded a ceremonial welcome at the Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave him the guard of honour. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that it is unjustified and unreasonable for India to be targeted by the United States and the European Union for importing oil from Russia after the Ukraine conflict. In a statement, the ministry asserted that, like any major economy, India will take all necessary measures to safeguard its national interests and economic security. The ministry added that India began importing oil from Russia because traditional supplies were diverted to Europe after the conflict began. It said that the US had actively encouraged such imports by India at that time to strengthen global energy market stability. NDA parliamentary meeting was held at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda and other NDA MPs were present in the meeting. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi was felicitated by the NDP MPs for the success of Operation Sindoor and Operation Mahadev. A resolution was also passed unanimously by NDA MPs on the success of these operations. India has emerged as the world's fifth biggest aviation market, handling 211 million passengers, while Mumbai-Delhi was one of the busiest airport pairs in 2024. This was stated by International Airport Transport Association, which has released the latest edition of the World Air Transport Statistics for 2024. According to IATA, India saw 211 million air passengers last year, a growth of 11.1% compared to 2023. The India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Kerala and Ghat areas of Tamil Nadu till tomorrow. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Mahi, coastal and south interior Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Lakshadweep during the next 3 to 4 days. These weather conditions will also be present over Jammu Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. In eastern and central parts of the country, heavy rainfall conditions will likely be over northwest Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. India pulled off a thrilling 6-run win against host England in the final cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London yesterday evening to level the 5-match series 2-2. Chasing a target of 374 set by India, the hosts were all out for 367 in their second innings on day 5. Siraj was the star of the match with a 9-wicket haul, including 5 in the second innings. The Indian equities witnessed a subdued opening session today amid fresh threat from the US President Donald Trump to impose higher tariffs on India over Russian oil purchase. Sensex declined 199 points or 0.25% to 80,819, while Nifty 50 slipped 44 points or 0.18% to 24,679. And that is the end of this news bulletin.